Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
To ride. Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
How long do you think you can go on kind of gigging, Johnny?
Till
I die.
They all listen to like most music, you know, and that's what we're doing is we're here to alleviate that, you know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like, and is now, but only in a very few cases.
You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. In the Windsor, Detroit area, I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. We're also syndicating across several different campus community stations here in Canada, thanks to those stations. Adam, hello and welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello, listeners, to this edition of Revolution Rock. Tonight on the program, we're going to be bringing you some music from the likes of the Art Attacks, Lushings, new material from Horse Girl, a small set focused on the music of Tuxedo Moon, as well as newer releases from Wilco, a brand new track from the Sadies, and a special look at a band connected to Beat Happening called Supreme Cool Beans. Very excited to be getting to that, so we have a great show lined up. And of course, we should mention, if you want to learn more about the bands that we play and find out more information about the show you're listening to go to our website at revrock.blogspot.com. All you need is a finger or some digit and a keyboard and the internet.
Unless you have, like, you know, mind reading internet capabilities, you can just think and go right to the website.
Oh, yeah, like Johnny Mnemonic. Well, wow. Was that his name? It was that Keanu Reeves film from 1995. He was in a lot of films where he was inside computers. I don't know what was up with that guy.
I think it was just him, like, struggling with Internet Explorer.
As we all do.
But anyways, this first set is going to start off with another new track from this EP we played a couple weeks back by Pryors, based out of Montreal. They have a new EP out called New. But we're also going to hear some obscure tracks, something we kind of started. Lately, we've been playing some more really obscure tracks the last couple weeks. We're going to hear a band called Trash. And they put out a single in 1977. They're from the UK in Surrey in Weybridge. And also, we're going to hear music from a band known as the Art Attacks. This is also a band from the UK. They were a very short-lived group.
And this is probably the most British punk song you can get. I'm a Dalek, which is, of course, a reference to Doctor Who. Yeah. So, you know, definitely showing their Union Jack stripes on that one. And also, we're going to be hearing some music that was released last year from Property. They actually had an album out called Think Electric, and we're going to be playing something from that as well.
Yeah, so let's get to it. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM and syndicating across several different stations in Canada. This is music from Pryors and the track Expelled Virtue.
Expel your virtue, so just like
can feel it in the streets. I watch it on TV. A sudden rush of interest in what's to come of me. Everybody's wondering, will I win or lose? But all I want is the right to choose. 'Cause I'm bored, can't you see? Well, I'm what I gotta be. 9 till 5, just ain't for me. We're number one. A jet-packed pilgrim.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM out of the Windsor-Detroit border region. Of course, you may be listening to us on any one of our Canadian stations that syndicate the program. A huge thank you to those stations that host our show. If you want more information about the show and the bands that we play, please go to our website at revrock.blogspot.com. And we came back from a pretty eclectic set featuring a lot of newer material and some very obscure older material as well, ending off with a newer track from Trampoline Delay.
Yeah, the Trampoline Delay is based in Milton, Ontario. It's from songwriter Pete Marino. We've played several of his tracks a couple months back. He sent us them basically as he was recording them. But now they're compiled on an album you can get digitally. It's called In Your Head. You can find it on Bandcamp. And we heard the title track from that.
Prior to that, we heard from Property, and Property released an album last year called Think Electric with an exclamation mark, so they really want you to think electric. We heard a track called Running Away from this group.
Okay, and then before that, we heard some music from the Art Attacks. This is a relatively obscure band from the UK. This single came out in 1978. This band was an English punk band. They were only around from April of 77 to March of 78. They had two singles, I'm a Dalek, and then the B-side was a song called Neutron Bomb, and then the other song single they released was called Punk Rock Stars and Rat City. Again, very short-lived. They were from the Royal College of Art, and they were just like art kids. They played at the punk clubs. After Art Attacks, some of the members went on to form another group called Tag Memics. Again, they were very short-lived, so we heard a track, I'm a Dalek. As mentioned, reference to Doctor Who. Prior to that, we heard another obscure band, this time this band from Surrey, also in the late 70s, 77. We heard the track Priorities from the band Trash. This is more of a proto-punk sound coming out during that time period. And then we started off with music from Montreal's Priors. We heard the track Expelled Virtue from their new EP, New, New, New. And then we have some new music coming up we should talk about.
Yeah, this is really exciting. There is a band getting a lot of buzz out of Chicago, Illinois, called Horse Girl. Dave, I've heard a lot about horse girls. What is a horse girl for you?
I think it's a band.
Well, it is a band. It's also someone who loves a pony. They're just like, they absolutely are enamored with ponies. They have pony posters up on their wall and everything. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with being a horse girl. Everyone out there who's a horse girl will be proud of it, especially if you're in this band, because they're fantastic. You know, they've actually been getting a lot of buzz following some early releases, and their forthcoming album is actually going to drop next week. It is titled Versions of Modern Performance. It's really cool. You have some sort of jangly elements on it. You have some straight ahead great garage rock, and you have some electronic elements in there as well. It's a really great eclectic album, and I do highly recommend it. Also coming up in this set, we're going to be playing some other new music from bands that actually have just recently released albums as well this month, in the forms of Lushings, Gus Engelhorn, and Vivian Wilder. Before all that, let's get to Horse Girl. This is their song Anti-Glory here on Revolution Rock on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Thank you.
It's a tricky one. It's better than your average day. On the boardwalk, they take you to the station and hit you, but you won't talk. Then you talk, talk. All of a sudden you talk, you talk. You're spinning the VIN and the VIL and the VIN and the VIN and the VIL and the filing. If you're willing, I'm willing to fill in the feeling. The canines will bite, all right. The lie and the stealing, the urge that I'm feeling to lie in my belly all night. If I were you and you were I, then we'd both be all right. Dog dreaming of being a man and a man dreaming of being a dog. Run, rabbit, run. Rabbit, run. Ah, it's better than your average day. On the boardwalk, they take you to the river and shove you, but you won't cross, and you cross, cross. All of a sudden you cross, you're swimming the VIN and the VIL and the VIN and the VIN and the VIL and the VIL. And if you're willing, I'm willing, the worm is a wriggling, the catfish will bite, all right. The wheel and the deal and the guilt that I'm feeling is keeping me up at night. If now is time, and time was now, then we could switch tonight. Cat dreaming of being a fish and a fish dreaming of being a cat. Run, rabbit, run. Rabbit, run. But all of pretending that I'll be yours until the end. It's better than your average day on the boardwalk. Run, rabbit, run. Rabbit, 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 run.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. I'm your host, Dave K., joined with Adam P. We came back from a set there of all new music. That last track comes from an album named Dungeon Master.
Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting that we actually bookended this set with references to animals. We'll be talking about that as we get to the first track we played, but we did end off with Dungeon Master, which is by a Montreal, Quebec singer-songwriter named Gus Engelhorn. And it kind of is a series of songs about live action role playing or playing Dungeons and Dragons, and it's these really kind of satirical songs that deal with existential dread while at the same time being about fighting demons and monsters. It's actually a pretty wild ride, and I really do enjoy it. You can check it out on Gus's Bandcamp page. That's at gusengelhorn.bandcamp.com. We heard the track simply titled Run, Rabbit, Run. Again, that's taken from the album Dungeon Master. Prior to that, we heard some new material from Vivian Wilder, who is a singer-songwriter that hails from Toronto. We heard something from her latest release titled I Don't Believe. We heard an excellent track of hers that was titled Ricky Heart. And prior to that, we heard something from Lushings. Lushings is a group that actually hails from Calgary, Alberta. We heard something from their most recent EP. We actually heard an excellent track from them that was titled Something. You can find that EP now. Again, probably best to check it out on their official Bandcamp page, lushings.bandcamp.com. And we started things off, again, kind of bookending the set with animal references, with the band Horse Girl. And Dave, I hope I'm not sounding too hoarse myself, but I'm gonna get those puns out of the way. Why don't you clop on over to the microphone and tell us what we just heard?
We heard the track Anti-Glory, and this comes from their new release, Versions of Modern Performance. And that started off our set there with music from Horse Girl. Coming up next, we're going to get into a little bit more of the post-punk punk stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. We're actually going to be highlighting a band I don't think we've played before in Revolution Rock for one reason or another.
We may have, but I don't recall.
If we have, it's been a long time ago. We're talking about the New York group Tuxedo Moon. Now, Tuxedo Moon is, it's hard to pin them down necessarily as a punk group or even a post-punk group. Their sound is very experimental and has elements maybe akin to new wave, but they were more influenced by the likes of Suicide and the Velvet Underground, those great New York alumni of the early experimental music scene there, than any of the contemporary punk groups that they used to play with. With that said, they did make a concession to punk rock with an excellent track from their debut EP, No Tears. In fact, it's the title track, a song that many people consider one of the greatest post-punk songs ever recorded, so we are going to be hearing something from that. But we're also going to hear something starting off this set from their 1981 album Desire. It's a track called Jinx. You know, I have to say a lot of fans of Tuxedo Moon do consider Desire to be their best album. I think it is fantastic, and I think it's their best sort of compromise between their experimental sound and their straight-ahead post-punk sound. Anyway, Tuxedo Moon did break a lot of ground, and they were part of the experimental scene in New York City with a lot of ties to no wave bands as well. In fact, they did feature in the great No Wave highlight reel that was featured in Downtown 81, that film about Jean Basquiat.
You know, we'll get to some more Tuxedo Moon on another episode, I'm sure. But let's get started. We're going to start off with a track from their album Desire to start off this next set here on Revolution Rock.